Have you ever uttered the phrase, "If I could just get organized"? Or maybe you've simply described yourself as being overwhelmed or lacking focus when you enter a room? Whether you want to rework a room or your whole house, today's episode is for you. You're listening to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Zarotny, founder of Positively Productive Systems, and a coach certified in time and stress management, helping clients make space for what matters most in their lives. Join me each episode and we'll talk about decluttering, stress management, habits, personalized productivity, gratitude, and so much more. I understand the overwhelm of life because I'm a wife, mom to kids and cats, and a former caregiver. I'm here to help you choose what's right for you so you can do less, live more, and breathe easier. Sound good? Let's get to it. Today, I welcome Crystal Nerpel to the Positively Living Podcast. Crystal is a coach who specializes in helping people declutter, de-stress, and simplify their lives. For the past 3.5 years, she's owned and operated Cloud9 Organizing. Her experience with working alongside her clients has allowed her to see firsthand the heavy toll clutter can take on someone's well-being. She works with clients through a coaching model that puts all the power into her clients' hands. She focuses on her clients while they focus on the tasks of decluttering and organizing. Crystal offers one-on-one coaching through Cloud9 Organizing and runs a small, intimate mastermind group. Today, she shares how important it is to recognize both how you currently feel and how you want to feel when you walk into your home. We also talk about how to close the gap and love the home you have right now by decluttering and organizing. It's amazing how the physical shifts can make a difference. You know that feeling when you get a space, even a small space, organized and you breathe easier? That's what we both help you do for all your spaces. In our conversation today, we also talk about managing our own expectations, as we can frequently be dissatisfied due to comparison. In the case of our homes, networks like HGTV and social media platforms like Pinterest are often the biggest culprits. Crystal and I have a similar approach, as you'll hear right away, though our clients differ. No matter your challenge, the place to start is values. Our conversation covers where to start and what to do with that information. Crystal recommends the book, The Desire Map, A Guide to Creating Goals with Soul, as a helpful place to start to explore your core values. You can also access the core values worksheet in my free resources library. That's a super simple place to start right away. In this episode, we cover the symptoms you experience of being out of alignment with your values and how clutter plays into all that, as well as what you'll experience after you declutter. Hint, it has to do with stress reduction. The feelings that come up through the whole process may surprise you, but if you are clear in what you value and the purpose of the space you're working on, you will make your way through it to the place where you breathe easier and it feels right. The key is doing it in a way that makes sense for you. And that should sound familiar because I say that often. Crystal and I cover that and encourage you to do so with both decisions on what to keep and where to keep it. If you are ready to declutter and organize your home and would like help, you have options. You can join Crystal's Loving Your Home Club, which focuses on family and physical space and is held via video meetings. This is a smaller group and space is limited. You can apply on her website, cloud9organizing.com. If you're looking to declutter and organize not only your physical space, but your mental as well, the Positively Living membership community may be the place for you. I work with the multi-passionate multitaskers, so if you are involved in many things and love to learn and explore, but need accountability and guidance, then join me there. It's community and coaching in a convenient and affordable way for under $20 a month. Go to positivelyproductive.com/membership and click to join. Are you ready to be inspired to declutter and organize? Then keep listening. Welcome, Crystal Nurple, to the Positively Living Podcast. As fellow professional organizers, you and I gravitated toward each other, but it was our heart and value-centered approach to organizing that I think has kept us connected. I truly appreciate the purpose and energy you bring to helping others create spaces they love, and I'm excited to share that with the listeners today. So, Crystal, would you please tell us a bit about who you are, who you help, and what lights you up?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And I think I did gravitate towards you. I've said before that I have no idea how I found you, but I really do think that since you're heart-centered, I'm heart-centered, I don't know, something pulled us together. And I can tell we have a lot of the same values. But I am Crystal Nurple. I am the owner of Cloud9 Organizing, and I help people declutter, de-stress, and simplify their lives. And like you, I started out as a professional organizer. I am an organizer by heart, but I don't go into people's homes and do that for them anymore. My passion is to teach people and guide people and inspire people to do the decluttering themselves and almost to look beyond the clutter and not focus too much on that and get caught up in that and overthink in the clutter, but to live their best lives. And decluttering and de-stressing, I mean, goes way beyond the actual physical part of it. So anyway, yes, our homes are our manifestation of what's going on in our head sometimes. So we talk a lot about that. I do small group work through my Loving Your Home Club. So I have masterminds, little mastermind groups through that. And then I do a little bit of one-on-one coaching too.
Love it. And I know that the things that light you up are also the things that light me up. And for all of those listening, you'll notice similar words, right? Beyond declutter and organize, you'll hear de-stress and simplify. And it's absolutely true that our environments are so connected to how we live and what we do. So I'm curious, Crystal, with those you do teach, you do small group work with, what do you see as the pain points that are happening, the things that they're coming to you with, the frustrations? What is it about their space that doesn't work? What's happening with them?
Well, you hear this word a lot, right, Lisa? Overwhelm, not knowing what to focus on. So a lack of focus and feeling frustrated and almost irritated with themselves, the frustration level of not knowing where to start, no particular room in general, like it's the whole house. So we start with that. So just a lot of frustration, overwhelm, guilt about, we tap into feelings a lot. So we talk a lot about the feelings. That's not where they go first, but that's where we always end up is how are you feeling right now in your space and how do you want to feel? And then filling in the gap. Like, so I try to connect them from A to B to get them from one place to another. So the pain points really are a lot of just like beating themselves up over not doing what they think they should be doing or living up to certain expectations that they see on Pinterest or in a neighbor's home. Just kind of getting a reality check on expectations is what we talk a lot about. And also that work-life balance, which doesn't seem like something a professional organizer or a decluttering coach would focus in on, but we talk a lot about the myth of work-life balance too, and leaning into the love and being where your feet are and allowing yourself just to immerse yourself where you are right here, right now, even in the clutter and accepting it. So a lot of acceptance.
Yeah, I will add a few things to this. One of the biggest ones, you're talking about feelings that I see that breaks my heart. And if you're listening to this today, Crystal and I are both telling you to release this one, and that's shame.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
That gets you nowhere. Yes.
No. And the thing is, this happens to us all. This happens for so many reasons. So you're talking about, you know, feelings more instead, swap the shame for self-compassion and understanding. So what are you seeing as the reasons why, you know, things get to be too much and the overwhelm and the frustration happens, the things, right, start to take over? Mm-hmm. What are the reasons that you're seeing?
Again, it's just, I think it's the expectations of having such high, which is great. I have, you know, a value of excellence and, but having a perfection expectation, I work with a lot of perfectionists. So I think that the clutter sometimes happens from not feeling like you can do it perfectly enough or have a perfect enough home. So you just do nothing. I see this in my group. I've got a couple little ladies that are dealing with that. They're just like, well, I'm just not going to do it because I'm not going to be able to do it correctly. So forget it. I'm not even going to deal with it. And I'm not actually going to have anybody to come into my home and help me with it because I'm embarrassed of the clutter because it's not perfect enough. That's what I see a lot of. I don't know if you've come across that too, the perfectionism and level of excellence that we put upon ourselves, just so much pressure and getting lost in that and not knowing where to start and deciding not to start because it's not good enough.
Yeah, I definitely see that as well. And I think that's a really good point because that is a great example where you're getting into that perfectionism and you're getting into what you're really talking about that's so important is managing expectations. And I can see that there are these levels that we put upon ourselves that aren't realistic, you know, like you talk about the Pinterest, you're talking about, you know, the comparison, compare and despair is the phrase, right? That's another place that gets us nowhere. And what is so important about this description is that these are people who are doing a fine job. It's not even that like there's this excess overwhelm. I don't mean overwhelm, but like this excess of stuff or that they're not doing a fine job managing what they have. It's almost that they're putting pressure on themselves for it to be better than it is or better maybe even than it has to be for the life that they want to live. There's something happening there where they have, you know, like there's this gap, where they're expecting, like you just said, the expectations that it needs to be something else. And you're like, but you're doing a great job. And I think this is so important because often people feel shame and it's unwarranted. And when they come for help, it's not that they couldn't do it themselves. It's that they're thinking they need to do something beyond what it is. Now, for me, I've also seen clients who've had major life transitions and sometimes it's even just the passion of wanting to do more or, you know, to keep adding things that they love. Yes. I work with the multi-passionate people, right? And it's like, oh, let's do this and ooh, bright, shiny objects. And they're just adding it on without thinking about how it's going to fit. So, but those are all examples of how you can come to this overwhelm, right?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So it always comes back to, for me, your core values. And so when you get off track like that and you have these huge expectations or you're like squirrel, or I got to do this, or she's doing this, so I've got to do that. We work on our values within our group too, and defining those for ourselves. And your values pretty much, you know, your values are based on your beliefs. So they are the way you manifest that. So when you get off track, go back to your values and not just really sitting down and defining your values is so valuable. Like for instance, of course, gratitude is one of my big values, but what that means for me, gratitude actually may mean something totally different for me than it does for you. Authenticity, abundance, those things are very important to me. So I go back, like what I'm looking around in my surroundings, are they in line with my values? For instance, you know, family time, maybe that's one of your values. So sure, you've got a sink full of dishes and the kitchen is a mess. But you're sitting down having dinner with your family right now. So instead of beating yourself up about having a perfectly clean kitchen, is what you're doing right now in line with your core values? If family time is one of your core values, then absolutely you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So just checking back in with yourself from time to time on your values kind of really helps suppress some of that anxiety and shame that you have. So highly suggest sitting down and coming up with about 5 values and then defining what those mean for you and then checking in with yourself when you start beating yourself up. more than likely you're doing okay.
Right, exactly. And I think it's paying attention to what it is that you're trying to feed or nourish in your life, as it were. And like the example that you gave, that if you're touching upon those values that are important to you, you're feeding what's important. Quite literally when it comes to family dinner. But yes. But the point is that you're making that connection that's going to give you that deep satisfaction. And it doesn't necessarily have to mean that your environment is, you know, ideal in terms of cleanliness, tidiness, or even organization. And I know that I've seen for my clients that sometimes productivity, it works better when you have things in place that you can access readily. If you're trying to look like a magazine and you shove everything away because it looks good, that's not organized for you and for your life and for what you want to be doing. Going back to the values idea, what are your resources or recommendations in terms of determining what that is and really getting clear on that?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question, because there are, really, literally, there's probably a million different words you could pick for core values. You know what I love though is, I actually have it sitting right next to me. I had a mastermind retreat 2 weeks ago now at this point, and the desire map, holding it up. I know your listeners can't see that, but I've got it right here. So the desire map by Danielle Laporte helps you tap into what is most important to you based on your feelings. And inside this desire map too, there's an actual course workbook that goes with it. So many different synonyms for words. Like the word happy has like, again, 100 different words you could use to tap into that actually like resonates with you. So I highly recommend looking at the desire map to get a really good grasp on your values and really defining what your values are for you. Because like I said, they mean something totally different for me than they would for you or for even my husband. Someone who you're very close with, someone who you share a life with, is going to have a different idea of what the word joy means than you do.
That's right. And there's so many opportunities to pick a word that not only represents what you value, but resonates with you, so that every time you say it, every time you bring it up, it makes more of a connection to what it is that you're trying to achieve. Yeah. I created a worksheet, a core values worksheet. And again, it's not great foolproof in that there are so many other words you could use, but it gets you there. And some of the questions in there, you know, are really what, you know, was something that happened in your life that made you feel completely proud. You know, it's that you just, it's beyond like this idea of what you love and what lights you up. And it's somewhere into that feeling where you just, you're there. Like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. It's sort of this idea of purpose and joy. And I think we use the word alignment so much, but there's something to that. And
absolutely.
And there's also something too, when you do things that are not in alignment to those core values. And that's what we're talking about today in terms of our space, right? When our space isn't in alignment with what we value, it's going to feel off. And it doesn't matter whether it's super cluttered or not, it's going to feel off.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Very good. Very well said. Exactly. When you're not aligned with what you truly believe, it feels off. And that's not a bad thing either, too. When you feel, it's great actually to have that off feeling or that icky feeling, because that's a signal to you like, uh-oh, hey. So you are being communicated by, you know, your inner being or God or the universe, whatever. Someone is saying, hey, pay attention, you know, you're not actually in line with what you consider important. So let's take care of this. And when you are dealing with the clutter, it feels uncomfortable because, again, it's out of alignment, but it's almost like detoxing, because when you're purging things or when you're detoxing your body from chemicals or icky food, you do feel sick. You feel sick and gross. And that actually is a part of the healing process. So that is really normal. The same thing happens when you start to declutter your home and shift things around. You're going to feel kind of icky a little bit. I mean, it may be mental. It could even be physical. Some people have a physical reaction. Mm-hmm. So just kind of powering through that and getting to the other side gets you back into alignment, and then you feel so much better. There's such a release, a physical release. It's crazy. And I'm sure you've seen it too. I mean, people have cried. I've brought people to tears when I did work in their homes, and even working online with them too, once they get it and they figure out the physical stuff and just a physical release that happens, you get that emotional, you tap into that emotional release too. There really is something to it. The outer manifestation of all the stuff around you really has a lot to do with what's going on inside you too.
That's right. Two things that I say. One, when you are going through the decluttering process and you have to pull everything out and be aware of everything, that's a lot to take in from a very basic practical standpoint. It's a lot of decisions. Those are our deferred decisions, we call them, right? So that's decision fatigue is absolutely a real thing that can happen. And that's why having, you know, an organizer coach to help you get through that is critical, because you can get through it faster and you can get through it with the support that you need. There's a lot to it. The other thing that happens when you are decluttering and you're pulling all the stuff out and you're going through this is that it will, as I will often say, don't panic, because it gets worse before it gets better. And that's what you're talking about. You are going to have those icky feelings and you are going to be frustrated before it gets better. But know that that's part of the process. It's okay.
Yes. I celebrate that. I've gotten to the point in my life now where I'm like, okay, I do not feel right now. And I'm like, yes, that means that I am about to have a breakthrough or something big's about to happen. And it's always good. It's all good.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, it's all always good. So yeah, pay attention to that inner feeling. Even when it feels icky, it's good. It means that you're paying attention, which is always good.
Right. And the part of it that you're describing about how you feel so much better and you can even feel the physical difference. Here's an example. I bet you can, you know, immediately think of when you do some kind of decluttering project, a small one, I mean, like a junk drawer or a linen closet or something along those lines. When you open that drawer or open that door to that closet and you go, and you breathe easier.
Right. Well, I hear angels singing. Oh. Yes. When I walk into my pantry, every time I'm like, it's so beautiful.
God light shines down.
Yeah, so yes. I totally feel that. Yeah, it is a feeling.
So That's the thing. That's one example, one small example of what you're looking for. It's not that necessarily the space that you have is always going to be, you know, angels singing, but it's going to support you. So let's keep going, Crystal, with this path that you are taking clients on. You start with the core values, get very clear on what it is, how you want the space to work, and how it can be a space that you love. What do you do next after that?
Then once you've got your plan down and you're clear, you dig in and you do it until it's good enough, and don't overthink it. Don't obsess. Just again, it goes back to that perfectionism. Good enough is good enough. Just let yourself be and move on to the next thing. So I just don't overthink it. I mean, that really is mostly it. It's like, what are your values? What do you want to feel like when you walk into that space? And then come up with a plan. Do one tiny little thing. And I'm pretty sure I've heard you say this too. It's all about baby steps. Mm-hmm. Do one tiny little thing until you get there. You know, make a commitment to yourself and put a time limit to it. Say, I'm going to give myself 3 days to work on my pantry, for instance, and I'm going to do as much as I possibly can in 3 days. 3 days is enough time to be obsessing over my pantry. Move on after that. And because sometimes we get stuck, and I'm just using the pantry as an example, sure, but it could be anything. Memorabilia is a big one too. You know, you get stuck and hung up on things. So just be kind to yourself and do the best you can do within a certain amount of time, and then move on and circle back to it again if you need to. It's always a process. You always have a next level of organization. So just know that it really is never done, and that's okay, and be at peace with that. I'm always go back to my pantry. I'm constantly organizing my pantry and my classes because there's always that next level that you can take it up to. But just be proud of yourself where you are right now and know that it's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
Right. So starting with the space and understanding how you want to feel. And what I like, and I take this lovingly from Peter Walsh because, you know, he's absolutely one of my favorites. What is the purpose of this room too? And so that comes back to your values, what kind of habits you want to create, the life you're living. It can also come back to the life you're currently living and the needs that you have. Crystal, you and I are recording this while we are still dealing with a pandemic, with COVID, and and there are different uses for the space that are happening based on people working from home more now than ever, and children doing remote learning from school. And it's, you know, there's different needs that are happening. So being in that moment, understanding that your values don't change, but how you need to honor those values can change. Right? And using that understanding of that purpose of the space to make those decisions. That's what I call filtering, you know, creating your filters. So, and thinking, like you said, in terms of when you walk in, how do you feel? And can you do the things that you want to do? Well, that can be done even if you're only partway into this project. And you're absolutely right. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. There's always something you can be doing. But the good news is the first few steps can get you to do what you want to do, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, yes, you make a really good point. So make sure that whatever you're working on is practical. Like, do these things that are in this space belong in this space? If it is your clothing closet, is everything that's in here all things that I put on my body? Are these things that I'm currently using now? Also, if it makes no sense to have something in a certain spot, then move it. But also make sure you put things where you're going to look for it. For instance, like a flashlight. If you, for some reason, are going to look for a flashlight, I mean, you're going to go to your bathroom sink, which to me would be an odd place to put a flashlight. But if that's where your mind goes, then put that flashlight there. It's like wherever you are going to look for that thing, put that thing there, whether it's practical to someone else or not. So just keep in mind, yes, your values and how you use the space are really key.
Oh, I like that tip. Really paying attention to how your mind works, where you want to keep things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes too, this goes back to productivity and habits as well, is you may keep something in an unusual spot because it makes it easy for you to do the thing that you want to do. I can remember hearing a podcast episode. I don't even remember who said it. And she was saying that she kept her nail polish and nail cuticle care, you know, supplies in the living room, which sounded so random, but she would watch TV and do her nails. And I will tell you right now that I keep a cat claw trimmer in my nightstand. Sounds strange, but my cat spends a lot of time in our bedroom and on our bed. And so those are the opportunities to trim her claws. So I keep the trimmer nearby, because otherwise what happens? You're like, well, I'll deal with it later. And then what happens? Yeah, no, you don't deal with it later. It doesn't happen.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Yes, that's a perfect example. Well, and mine makes no sense to me. My example is my husband is a hunter. So we have duck calls in the kitchen in this one particular drawer. He doesn't hunt in the kitchen, obviously, but he, for some reason, has it in his brain that that's where they belong. So I don't move them, whether it's practical or not. If I move those, he is going to be so lost and confused and irritated with me too. So duck calls in the right-hand corner of the kitchen for no particular reason other than that's where his brain goes. So, and I do want to touch on too real quickly about decluttering and the overwhelm and getting started, because there are certain ways you are taught, or as a professional organizer, we learn certain ways or we do things a certain way. But please, if you are working with a professional organizer, do things the way that they make sense to you. And I'm going to go back to my husband as an example again, because we have two totally different types of brains and ways of thinking about doing things. For me, it makes complete sense to have a pile of things, group all of those things together that are like and similar, or if they go in a different room, put everything that goes in this room in a different pile. And then I scoop the piles up and I put things where they go. And to me, I'm like, that's so simple. That makes complete sense. That he cannot do that. He has to have everything in one big pile. He can only pick up two things at the most. He can't sort the pile. He only picks up two things out of the pile. This goes to the living room. So he walks it to the living room. This goes to the bedroom and he walks it to the bedroom. Then he comes back and he does that again. It takes him a lot longer, but than it does me. But if he were to do it the way that I do it, he would never, ever, ever get it done. So his way works better for him. So I just wanted to say that too. Just please do things the way you do them. Like putting your cat nail clipper next to your bedside table. That works for you. And, you know, taking 2 hours to put away something that might take 20 minutes for someone else. Do it the way you do it, because there's no wrong. There's no wrong way.
No. Again, you know, this comes back to something I'm talking about all the time, right? Self-awareness and understanding how you work. And what you're describing, Crystal, is where we place things so that we can find them. And that is the whole point. The whole point of being organized is so that we have access to the things we need when we need them for the reasons we need them. That's the whole point. And it's not about it. The right way is the right way for you. Now, when it comes to decluttering, we do have certain ways as professional organizers that we guide people. And I definitely have used the like with like, but that has more to do with making choices and making choices based on the big picture. If you have 5 books or you have 50 books, when you go to make your choices as to what to keep, having that big picture, that, you know, the big group all together will make a difference. So that's why those things are recommended. But to Crystal's point, if you get overwhelmed easily, and this actually happened when I was working with my husband, I was doing, you know, more of a professional side of things with him, acting like a professional organizer with him. And I came to understand that we needed to have smaller groups for him to choose from and do that sorting. So instead of maybe all the books, it's all the books in that bedroom or all the cookbooks from the kitchen. So you can modify the groups and modify how you approach it in that same way, using the same tactics that work, but doing it in a way that works better for you, depending upon your attention span and, you know, just how your decision making works.
Yes, absolutely. It sounds like we have the same husband. Yes.
That's another podcast episode for another day.
Right. Because I have many more examples that are very similar to what you just said too. Even laundry, just tiny, tiny, about 5 pieces of laundry. That's all he can handle. Right. So that's what we do.
There you go.
Every day. Yeah.
All right. So what we have is a really great and very simple checklist to say, start with your core values, understand what you love, how you want to feel when you're in the space. Pay attention to those cues, those signals. Do things feel icky? Do they feel out of alignment? Why do you feel stressed in this space? Use that as, you know, an indicator that it's time to make a shift. And that's going to happen repeatedly. That's okay. That's good. And it's actually even better when you notice that, because when you pay attention to those signs, you can make a change, make adjustments, and then feel better. And things are going to take you out of alignment and out of whack. Sometimes it'll be life events. Sometimes it'll be, you know, a shift that you can't control. Oftentimes that is the case. Start taking steps. Removal, decluttering, that's huge, right? Then figuring out where things make sense for you. Are we missing anything, Crystal? What else? I mean, these are the first steps.
I think that's perfect. Yeah. And don't overthink.
I love that. Don't overthink. And let me go back to one other thing that you said. Good enough. I love that phrase. Good enough is awesome. And here's why. You have to keep living your life while you organize and create the space that you love so that you can live your best life. Good enough is fantastic.
Absolutely. Celebrate good enough. Yes.
Great. Well, I think what we've had to say, what you have offered us today is far better than good enough. How about we have a little bit of fun with a rapid wrap up? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Would you please fill in the blank? The song that always makes me dance is?
All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But so many songs. Yeah, but I love that one.
All right. That's going on the playlist. All right. How about the quote or mantra I share all the time is?
I think 99 times and find nothing. I stop thinking, swim in the silence, and the truth comes to me. Albert Einstein. I say that one all the time.
Ooh, that's good.
It's so true. So true. Try it.
Yeah. Right. And that comes back to a point that you've made about not overthinking it. That's such an important takeaway, right?
Yes. You know,
stopping, letting the silence help you discover what you need to discover. Yeah. Now, the resource, book, or app that makes my life easier is?
Well, I'm going to say The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte. That definitely will help you solidify your values and beliefs.
Right. And that is the foundational point of what we're talking about today. Starting with those will help you with all of these decisions in terms of creating a space you love. Excellent. All right. And last but definitely not least, what or whom are you grateful for today, Crystal?
So many things. I'm going to say I'm grateful for my daddy. He is such a great example of unconditional love and I don't know. He's just, yeah, I'm going to say my dad because I get to see him here on Sunday. I could just go on and on and on. But yes, he was the first person I think that ever unconditionally loved me and accepted me for who I was and still does. So yeah, he could care less if he comes to my house and it's cluttered. So we got to love him for that. No judgments from him ever.
Love that. Unconditional love and no judgments. That's some good advice right there. I love that. Okay. Well, I am grateful for you. I'm grateful that we met and that we connected and that, you know, you are sharing so much with the world in terms of creating a world that we love to be in. And I was wondering how everyone can find you and connect with you and learn from you. So where can we find you, Crystal?
You can find me at my website at cloud9organizing.com. So that's 9 NINE. And on Facebook, Cloud9 Organizing. So those are probably the fastest ways to connect with me. And I really, really, really am leaning into my Loving Your Home Club. So the lovingyourhomeclub.com. That's also available.
Great. And I will make sure to have all these links in the show notes. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you so much for shining your light in this world and for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
The secret to successful decluttering is this. You will never get organized if you don't have a vision for what you want. Peter Walsh. Thank you for joining me on the Positively Living podcast. Your time is precious, and I'm honored you chose to spend it with me. Would you like to further explore the topics you've heard and implement what inspires you? Could you use some coaching support? What if you could attend a private Q&A with my guests and access bonus content? You can do all that and more in the Positively Living membership community. Check the link in the show notes or head to positivelyproductive.com/membership to enroll. I look forward to having you join me next episode and in the community. Until then, keep it positive and keep making space for what matters most.